As India modernizes at high speed, a lot of its citizens face a fundamental obstacle to enjoying the advantages of progress, especially the poor, many of whom don't have any form of ID. And it's something they need to access government benefits and services. Elliot Hannon reports from New Delhi on an effort to change that.
In India, some 75,000 babies are born each day, and the population is 1.2 billion. It's a lot to keep track of, and the Indian government has struggled to keep up.
We still have a large number of people in India who don't have any acknowledgement of existence by the state. And because they don't have any piece of paper or document which says who they are, they get left out of anything because they can't get the entitlements.
That's Nanda Nilekani. He's the head of the Unique ID project in India that is aiming to fix that. In 2010, India launched its program to give every citizen a biometric ID number. Armed with laptops, iris scanners, and touchpads to record fingerprints, thousands of workers began scouring the country recording individuals' data. The idea was if every individual's biometric data was collected and linked online, with a swipe of a thumb, a farmer in rural India could be sure to get all of the government assistance he or she is entitled to. The goal is to make everyone more accountable, says Nilekani.
This project is driven by development considerations. The government is spending billions of dollars on entitlement programs, and this will help to make sure it reaches the genuine people and reduces diversion and waste in the system.
At its peak, 1 million people were registered each day, and the program, which is completely voluntary, is set to break its initial target of 200 million by this month. Despite the progress, there was opposition when the project came up for renewal of its funding. Opponents questioned the cost and exact aims of the project, and they highlighted a potential duplication of effort. Another branch of the government is simultaneously using biometric data as a way of counting the country's population. But after an agreement was reached to share information between the two initiatives, the Unique ID project was extended to reach another 400 million people. One of those already enrolled is Gulab Chand Sharma. He works at a homeless shelter in New Delhi as a handyman. Sharma says he already feels more secure knowing he can identify himself if the police stop him. More importantly, since he's enrolled to get an ID, he's also been able to get a mobile phone, which he couldn't get without one.
I get many, many more jobs than before. Now people can call me if they need a driver, a mechanic, or someone to serve at parties. Then I go.
Despite the potential benefits, there are privacy and security concerns about the collection and use of biometric data. Usha Ramanathan, a legal expert in New Delhi, also questions whether the universal ID is being seen as a magic bullet for all of the problems of India's poor.
It's being pushed to say that if you get yourself an identity, maybe you can even get entitlements. There are no guarantees of services. And they're asking for a re-engineering of all systems to fit in with the UID, because the UID has become a solution, and then we have to redefine our problem to suit the solution.
But the head of the project, Nandan Nilekani, says at a minimum, the ID provides a basic form of personal identification, and it will hopefully provide the infrastructure for more benefits in the future.
We have designed this identity platform as an open platform where applications can be built on this. But the important thing is now you have a foundation around which you can do that. So we think that this will spawn a lot of users which we can't even comprehend.
For NPR News, I'm Elliot Hannon in New Delhi.